Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Aleph. And we are holding right at the bottom of Kuf Amud Beit, three lines up from the end. Otam b'nei Adam, shekidshu b'beit HaKnesset. Now this is something that was the minhag at the time, and many people continued with this minhag. And what they would do is they would make Kiddush in the Beit HaKnesset. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is not to do that. And the Shulchan Aruch brings, you know, it's really best not to do it, and we'll see why. But that the minhag is, at his time, the minhag is to do it. That they were Mekadosh in the Beit HaKnesset. Now the question is, are you Yotze with that Kiddush? Now there's a number of questions that this raises. And remember, in the same way that all of the Inyonim of Kol HaTorah Kula, in the dinim of Achila, and the dinim of Hanah, and the dinim of Tuma, Lagabe being Matur Tuma, of different levels of Tuma for Kachim, the Sha'as of Tfila, and so on and so forth. All of it comes from Masechet Pesachim. So too, in the Seder Halayla, we utilize the dinim of the Seder Shal Pesach to address all of the fundamental dinim of those things that are done at the Seder. So the question of our Erev Shabbos is basically derived from Masechet Pesachim. The question of Kiddush, even on Shabbos and Yontif, is derived from right here in Masechet Pesachim. And therefore, since we began talking about our Arba Kosot and about what it is that we do when we come in, we've gotten into the normal issues of Kiddush. So now, the question is, there are two issues over here. All of you have heard of the idea of Kiddush b'makom Su'uda. Because remember, if we were talking about Poris Mapa, then one of the main inyonim of the Kiddush that we're talking about over here is that that Kiddush derives its chashivas, not only from the fact that it's on Yayin, like the Chazal or Kiveya, but also by the fact that this is your Kiddush in the place in which you're being Megala, your Chashivas for Shabbos, you're being Ma'anigas for Shabbos, and that makes it connected deeply to Shabbos. Remember, gentlemen, there's one additional hidden point that people do not realize at all. The reason is because Kiddush is fundamentally part of Pesach, not only of Shabbos. And the biggest Kiddush in the world is the Kiddush on Pesach. And therefore, it becomes the model. Why? Because the Rambam derives the entire mitzvah of Higadot Levincha and the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from the word Zachor et Hayom Hazeh Asher Yatzatem Mimitzrayim Kemo Shenemar Zachor et Yom HaShabbat. So that means the first place where we have an application of the idea of Zechira across the board is Gufa on Pesach. And it serves as the expression, as you know, that Pesach is called Shabbat, Mimbochorat HaShabbat. The Inyanim of Zechira are specifically Choshev when it comes to Pesach. So this becomes the marker of our understanding what is that Darga being Maskir, the idea of the Kiddush Hayom. So one issue is Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The other issue is, what would be the din if you made Kiddush on wine in Shul, can you continue to drink wine at your home? Now, that's a different issue, and that is called Shinui Makom. If you change your place, is that Mechayev you a new Barucha or not? So we're going to be getting into both of these issues today. So what would be the din of Otam, those people that were Mekadosh in the Beit HaKnesset? So they drank some wine, and they said, Kiddush, what's the halacha? Omar Rav, well, the halacha is yideyayin lo yatsu. Look, they can't continue drinking wine when they come home because that's a new location. But yidey kiddush yatsu. But they heard Kiddush, or they said Kiddush, and therefore they were yotze that chiyuv, and they don't have to make another Kiddush. And Shmuel says, no, af yidey kiddush lo yatsu. They weren't yotze anything. Because the Kiddush were Shalom and Makom Suda. So how could you be Yotze, your Kiddush over there? So therefore, since this is not the Mokom of a Kiddashto, V'karatem L'Shabbat Oneg, so you can't do the Kiddashto together with the Karatem L'Shabbat Oneg. If you're in a different place, you're not in the same place where you were. So if we're talking about over here, vikarata l'shabbat oneg, l'kdosh Hashem, that vikarata, what is vikarata? Vikidashto? Call it out. How do I call it out? On a cup of wine, as Chazal said. So it has to be together. That's not called kiddush. You didn't even make kiddush. And forget about the wine. For sure you can't make, you have to make a new broch on wine that you ate there. Now, so let's just understand the two shittas here. First of all, according to Rav, what is the point of making kiddush at home again if you were already yotze kiddush? Man, I understand according to Shmuel. I mean, according to Shmuel, we'd be talking about the situation where he is maybe going to be eating in the shul or whatever, and the only reason that Shmuel is saying that you make kiddush over there at all is, as we'll see, you make kiddush because that is your place of eating. But, I mean, according to Rav, why do you make another kiddush? According to Shmuel, obviously you have to make another kiddush if that's not where you're eating. Oh, Rav says you don't really have to make another kiddush unless you have a family. If you have a family, you're going to make a kiddush at home in order to be motzi banav u'bnei beto their chiyuv, and you're able to say it for them, even though you're already yotze. And so according to Shmuel, why are you mekadesh in shul? No, enochinami, you're mekadesh in shul. According to Shmuel, I mean, according to Rav, I understand we're mekadesh in shul. What if for anybody who doesn't have a family at home? So, okay, so you're mekadesh, he's happy, goes home, eats on his own, he doesn't have a family, so it was very nice to have people there. Or, according to Shmuel, however, what's it for? Well, it turns out that it's for lafuke orchim yidei chovatan. There were always people that would eat in the shul. It doesn't mean literally in the shul. There used to be like little rooms where people could stay over. And that would be like an achsanya, would be like a bed and breakfast in shul. And that way, people who came to town and didn't have where to stay, they would be able to stay in the Beit HaKnesset. So these orchim, ochlu, v'shotu, v'gonu, v'beknishta, they're going to eat and drink, and they're going to sleep over there in a special room in the shul. So then it would be kiddush b'makom Shmuel, b'makom Seuda, even according to Shmuel. And this would be Shmuel l'shitas, so nobody else is going to be yotzi kiddush there. D'yomar ein kiddush, ela b'makom Seuda, he holds you must make kiddush in the place where you're going to be eaten. Now, they thought that that meant in the same building, in the same home, but it doesn't mean literally in the same place. I mean, you can't move, can't say kiddush in one place, in shul, and then move to another house to eat your soda. No, you're not yotze kiddush. But suppose, let's say, you davened up on the roof with a bunch of people, and you make kiddush for everybody on the roof, and now you want to go downstairs to have the soda. That's fine. I mean, it's not a different place. So, mimokom lomokom, b'chad beisa. But they thought that to move in another place in the same house, and there he wasn't talking about that. That's perfectly okay. Lo. Omar lo Rav Anna bar Tachlifa, you're wrong. I can tell you in my own personal experience, there were many times that I ate with Shmuel, okay? And I was the shamish, basically, but I was ke'im nekame de Shmuel. And I'm telling you, that he used to have the minyan up on his roof, and everybody was there, and the talmidim, and they would talk, and then he would move downstairs before eating, and there he would make kiddush. V'nochis mi'igra la'ara, and then only then would he make kiddush, which means that even if it's the same building, you have to make sure that it's in the same room that you're eating. And Rav Huna also agrees that ein kiddush ela b'makom su'uda, because we know that Rav Huna once happened. He said kiddush, he was about to start eating, and Yisakra Leshraga. And then his lamp, or his candle, either blew out, Yisakra, the simple, we use the general term Yisakra Leshraga, as not that it fell over, literally, the lamp fell over. It just simply means the fire went out, but we say it very dramatically. So anyway, he had no light in the house. So okay, so they came along. Meanwhile, it was during the Sheva Brachas of his son, that was Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So they were having a Sheva Brachas in a different house. So they came along and saw poor Rav Huna was without, he didn't have anywhere to eat. He wasn't going to eat in the dark. So they took all of his stuff and brought it into the Sheva Brachas. And over there, there was Hadav Vishraga. And believe it or not, he said Kiddush again. So he said Kiddush because he hadn't eaten in the first place where he had said Kiddush and he felt he wasn't Yotze. So then he made Kiddush again and then he ate. Vitoy meeting. So you see clearly he must hold Amakasava, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Seuda, and Rabba also agrees that Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Seuda, because Abaya said, when I used to learn in the yeshiva by Rabba, so Kavina Beimar, if he would say Kiddush, so we wanted to go to our own home afterwards. And we waited until he made Kiddush, and then we would leave. So he said, no, don't leave. Make sure you eat something. Tamu mida, eat something, because if, by the time you get home, you're not going to have any light, so dilma adazil telush pisa, mis akrala hushraga, could be the candles will burn out, and then you're not going to have where to eat. So then you're not going to make Kiddush, because you're not going to be eating there. V'lo mekadish l'chu b'beit achila. And then you'll say, okay, it's not important. I was Yotze Kiddush. You weren't Yotze Kiddush because Kiddusha Docha lo nafkitu, they ain't Kiddush al b'makom seuda. So they ask, why wasn't he concerned with the fact? You should have told him, you better eat something. What if you won't have any light in your house? What, are you going to go without a Shabbos seuda? Sit down and eat something. No, his only concern was for the din of Kiddush. So clearly, you can be Yotze, your Sholosh Seudas on Shabbos, all in the daytime. This is where the Ramah paskins, based on this sugya. So if, for some reason, you weren't able to eat at night because the lights went out, it wasn't comfortable eating, it's not a problem. You're not mechuyev to eat the Seudah at night. You can eat the Seudah the next day. You just have to make sure that you eat three times on Shabbos, daytime. Fine. So therefore, my concern is, but what about Kiddush? You're not going to be able to be Yotze the Kiddush that you have to eat balayla, therefore you better eat it now. You better say it now and eat something with it, and that way you're going to be yotze. But is that true that Rabba holds like Shmuel and that you need Kiddush b'makom seuda? Don't we have a general klal? Abaya said, everything that my Rebbe Rabba did, he always paskin like Rav. There were only three places that he went like Shmuel. Levar me'ani tlat avik Shmuel, he was maskim to the halacha that you're allowed to take out tzitzis from one beged and put it into a new beged. He was maskim that you can light from one ner Chanukah to another ner Chanukah. And he was maskim to Shmuel that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon begrir on the dover she'enu miskavein. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon omer, gorer adam mitaki seves havsal b'shabbat u'bevat shelo itkaven lasot charitz. We've had so many times, as long as it's not a psik reisha, you didn't have kavana to do the malacha, so you're allowed to pull your chair across the floor if it's not going to definitely make a charitz. So that means that there were only three times he paskin like Shmuel, and now you're telling me, oh, but he also paskin like Shmuel, that ain't kiddush al b'makom seuda, and he paskin against Rav, where Rav said that's not a problem, and you are yotze kiddush in shul. No, that doesn't mean that he'd never paskin like Shmuel, for God's sake. It meant he never paskin like Shmuel l'kula. He would always go l'chumra. All we were talking about is that he always went with the chumras of Rav, except for three cases where he went like Shmuel l'kula. But over here, we're good to go like Shmuel l'chumra. That's not a problem. So k'chumre de Rav havi avid, k'kule de Rav lo havi avid. So Abaya is absolutely correct. Rabbi Yochanan says, I disagree with both shitas. Rav is wrong. Shmuel is wrong. You were Yotze everything. You were Yotze Kiddush. You were Yotze with the Brocha of Yayin. You do not need to make a new Brocha of Yayin when you come home. And this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitato. The Omer of Chanan Barbaya, Omer Rabbi Padat, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. It doesn't matter. Echad shinu Yayin. If you bring a completely different type of wine, and you had already made a Borei Pri HaGafen on the first type, you do not make a second Borei Pri HaGefen. He's not talking about Ovira Tov HaMetiv. That's something else. He's not talking about that. That we'll see later. But you don't make a new Borei Pri HaGefen just because you bring a new wine. And you don't make a new Borei Pri HaGefen just because you changed the place where you are. Echad Shinui Mokaim. Ein Tzorech Levarech. So now, for the first time, we have the other hidden issue that was going on over here, and we see that there are two questions that we need to address. Somebody makes Kiddush in Shul, comes home. Does he have to make a new bracha on the wine? Does he have to make a new Kiddush? Or does he neither? He does not have to make a new Kiddush and can continue to drink wine without a bracha. Three different shitas involved in two fundamental dinim, whether Shinui Mokom is Mechayev Abracha, and whether we need Kiddush b'makom seuda.
In Pittsburgh, I don't remember whether it was the Rosh Hashul or the Poilish Hashul, they were next door to each other on Bartlett Street, had a Nechnasa Sorchim on the second floor, and the minhag there was always to make Kiddush Friday night, and some people, you know, and then he went up to eat, you know, so it was really done that way.
Well, that's a question, what you just said. Not everybody's maskim that that's called done that way, because what you just said was they made Kiddush in the shul, and then he went up to eat. But that, lechor, is not b'makom se'uda. So then there's a big question.
I can't tell you whether he did it, but I'm saying that's a big question.
As the Orchim, when you make Kiddush in shul, does it have to be done in the room where the Orchim are going to eat, or is it all considered to be one place because of the Orchim? That's a whole big discussion on its own. But okay, but it's good, nice that you brought it up. So let's just remember what we've been doing over here. We started the new perek, Arvei Psachim. This is the perek which is extremely nogea, and it's right at the perfect time because we're Shloshim Yom Kodem LePesach, and we're learning the Dinim of Pesach. So we started off on Tzadik Tet. Let's go on each one of these pages and see what we did. So on Tzadik Tet, which was the Amud Beis, where we started with the Mishnah, keep this in your mind, get the Tzurat Tadaf. We went through the dinim of Achila on Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, and on Erev Yontif. And then we moved on to Daf Kuf, and we talked about over there the issues of Somuch, what is Somuch L'Mincha versus Mincha itself, and the Machloket about Hafsakot. If you started eating, are you mafsik? There was also machlokas between Rib Yossi and Rib Yuna. That was Kuf Omid Aleph. Then on Kuf Omid Beit, we got to the new halacha that Shmuel said, where he either departed, or the way the Rashbam is learning, he was making a chumrah on the sheet of Rib Yossi. But he said that what you could do is you could just put a tablecloth over everything, and then you could say Kiddush. That way you wouldn't have to be mafsik entirely. So that we had, according to this, we had basically three shitas. So that would mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you end, you say Birkat HaMazon, and you go ahead and you make Kiddush, and then you start the meal over again. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Yossi, you just keep eating and you say Birkat HaMazon at the end. And then you say Kiddush. And according to Shmuel, you stop by putting over a tablecloth, and then you go ahead and say Kiddush, then you just go back to eating. And that was Kuf Amud Beis, essentially. Then we got into Andaf Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph, which was where we finished yesterday. We finished on Amud Aleph. So over there we got to the issue of Kiddush B'mokum Se'uda, B'chalam. So we started with the issue of why people make Kiddush in Shul and whether that's considered to be a Kiddush or not. And it turned out, and this is how we paskin, that almost all of the shitas that we brought held that you can only be Yotzei Kiddush if it's B'mokum Se'uda. And that left us with the issue of why is it that we're making Kiddush in the Beit HaKnesset. And, we said because there are people that eat in the Beit HaKnesset. However, just halacha l'maisa, as the Shulchan Aruch brings, many paskin that it's a brachal of atola, if there are no orchim, and they, literally you're doing an iser, making Kiddush, when a guy gets up and says Kiddush in the Beit HaKnesset, where there are no orchim, it's simply a brachal of atola, and he brings, and it's certainly the case that in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is not to make Kiddush in the Beit HaKnesset. Now, that led us into a question of going from place to place. Because once we spoke about the Riyotz, the Kiddush, we also spoke about the question of whether the Shinoi Mokom requires a new bracha. So besides the question of the Kiddush, when you get home, if you, let's say you were Yotze with that Kiddush, can you continue drinking wine, or do you need an actual bracha again? So this is a question. Are you Yotze Kiddush, but not Yayin? Are you Yotze the Yayin and not Kiddush? Are you Yotze both? Are you Yotze neither? So the last thing that we had was that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no problem even if you're Mishana Mikomo. And I'm going to go over at the end of today, Bezrat Hashem, all of the halakha l'maisa from these dapims. Don't worry about that right now. And the last thing that we learned was that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no problem if you change your location, there is no need to make a new bracha. That means if you made a bracha in one house, you go out and you go somewhere else, you're allowed to continue drinking. This, of course, is very, very dogeya halacha lemaisa, and the sugya continues today on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beit with the question against Rabbi Yochanan, and that's right on the top line, which is where we were holding yesterday. Kuf Aleph Amud Beis Benny. This should be appended to the daf, and then I'll stop and start a new daf for Kuf Beit, and that'll bring us up to date. Ezrat Hashem. Okay, ask the Gemara Meitve. How can Reb Yochanan say that you do not need to make a bracha if you change your place? If it says in a brayta beferish shinui makom tzarich levarech, you do need to make a bracha if you go from one room to another. That's a question, by the way. Is one room to another? Is it one house to another? We'll discuss that in the halacha lemaisa. But in any event, shinui makom does require bracha. The brayta does concur with what Reb Yochanan said yesterday, which is that bringing a different type of wine is not mechayev you a new bracha of birkat hamazon. Now, that is not discussing the issue of atov ameitiv. In any event, to yuftad Reb Yochanan, says the Gemara, you're right. This finishes Reb Yochanan totally. Obviously, the Tanoim are paskening that if you change your place, you do have to make a new bracha. Yosef Revidi Barav and Kamedu Rav Chista, and Rav Chista was saying over in the name of Rav Huna that you need to understand what we mean by changing your place. Because, I mean, what about if you're in the same room? You're in one corner of the room, you move to another corner of the room, that's four amas away. But if you're in the same house, you move from one room to the other. Is that also called Shinui Makom? So Revidi Barav was sitting there, and Rav Chista said over, B'shem Rav Huna, that where we say that Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech, which is the way we just paskin against Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shano Ela Mibayit Lebayit, Ava Mimakom Lemakom Lo. So changing from one location to another location in the same house is not Mechayev you a new bracha. Now, there are different girsaot here, because some learn, lo shano ela mibayit labayit avo mipina lepina lo, from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, no. But if you actually would change your location from, let's say, the case that we had, legabe the kiddush, you would change your location from the roof to the lower story, or maybe even from one room to another, even according to the other lashon, no. We'll talk about halacha lemaisa when we finish the daf. Omar le Rav Idi Baravin, Ocha Tanina le b'masdisa debay Rav Hinak, and some say b'masdisa debay Bar Hinak. There is a brayta that says exactly like what you said, that mimokom lemokom, if you're going from one place to another within the same house, and we'll see that it's a machlokas, whether that includes even one room to another, or one floor to another, or whether it's only from one place in the same room to another, that we're going to see. But anyway, the Braita does say that. So then, well, if the Braita says that, why do we need Rav Huna to say it? So Elo Rav Huna matnita kamashmalan. Why does he have to teach us something that's a beferish a Braita, word for word? No, Rav Huna didn't know the Braita. He was mechadish. This is Baruch Hashem. We were able to bring a Braita. Now it turns out that he has a Braita that concurs, and therefore that's definitely the halacha. Anyway, there was another story where Rav Chista was continuing that. This is what he said. In the name of Rav Huna. But then he continued saying, V'tuyati Rav Chista, and he said his own shitas. So he wanted to say Mishmei D'Nafshei. Another thing I want to say, but I can't say this in the name of Rav Huna, is that when we say that Shinui Makom needs a new bracha, we're not talking about eating an apple. Okay? We're not talking about eating a sandwich. We're talking about eating an apple. So lo amar el bedvarim she'ein tu unim bracha l'acharim b'mekoman. We're talking about something that needs, let's assume this pshat, because this is the way the Rashbam, I'll tell you there are many other pshatim we'll get to when we review the daf l'halacha. But lo amar el bedvarim she'ein tu unim bracha l'acharim b'mekoman. It's only if you didn't need to say that bracha in its original place. Meaning it's a borei nefashas, according to Rashbam, okay? If you needed to say an alamichya, then even if it's an alamichya ala peirot, then you would need to do it in the place where you're located. And because of that, the location is defining the Sa'uda as a kvi'ut. And therefore, if you were eating an apple and you moved to another location, then, in fact, you do have to make a new bracha. But if you were eating a sandwich, that means with bread, or if you were eating mizoinas, according to other shitas, we'll see that there's four different shitas in this, or if you were eating even any of the shivas haminim, according to yet other shitas, then you would not make a bracha even though you moved to a new location. And the reason for that is that dvorim hatu'unim bracha l'achareim b'mikoman, if you do need to make that bracha achrona, and that would mean that that would be me'ein shalosh, a bracha me'ein shalosh, then you don't have to make a new bracha if you move out. Why? Because since you were kovua in your place, then my time alakiva kama hadar, wherever you continue eating, is considered to be a continuation of that original achila because it was nikba in you. Now, even an apple, you're going to have to consider the question of shinoi makom equaling the idea of hesach hadat. In other words, because I'm in a new location, is it clear that that's ipso facto mechayev, even if I intended all the time to eat in the other place? How about if I'm actually carrying the apple with me? How about if I actually am chewing on the apple? Can I continue to chew on the apple? The moment I leave the house, I'm now, if you're telling me it's ipso facto mechayev a new bracha, wouldn't even matter if the apple's in my mouth. This we'll discuss again when we get to the end of the daf. Rav Shesha Samar, whereas Rav Sheshes argues on Rav Chista, and he says, I don't care even if it's an apple. I mean, even if it's a sandwich, not only an apple, and it's something that does not, that you have to be in your place, I don't care. If you change your location, you're going to have to make a new bracha. Now, we ask Akasha on Rav Chista, who said that it's only in the event that it's not something like bread or something that's b'chayev a bracha in the place. Take a look at this famous brisa. B'nei chabura shayu mesubim lishtot. We've had this before together. And you've got these people that are sitting in a group, and they're drinking. V'okru ragleim latzeit likrat chatan or likrat kala. Now, this lashon of they are drinking, it's not clear whether it says they're drinking b'hasava, they're different girsaot. We'll see later on why that makes a difference. So they, all of a sudden, they hear a chasana party coming down the street, and they want to go out to b'yotz to the mitzvah, being b'sameh chos v'kala. So they go out to the street to dance, likrat chatan or likrat kala. So then, kishehem yotzin ein tunim brocha l'mafreya, when they're running out of the room, they don't have to worry about making a brocha on what it was that they had eaten together so far. And when they come back into the room after they finish dancing the Chosam Mekala, so then they do not require a new bracha. Ain't to a bracha l'chatchila. Now, when do we say that? And here's our problem. Because so far, that's fine. I mean, that's completely consistent with Rav Chista, right? The problem is that we add a caveat, which is, Bamed varmamurim, when do we say that you do not need a new bracha? That's only where he nichusham zakein or choleh. There was an old man or a sick person that didn't have the kayak to get up and run out to the street and dance with the Chosin and Kala. See, he stayed behind waiting for everybody to come back. So there it's considered to be, and only there is it considered to be, going back to your original kviyut. But if they didn't leave anybody behind, then kishem yotzim tu nim bracha l'mafreya, ukishem chozrim tu nim bracha l'chatchila. Now, let me just clarify one thing absolutely. We are talking about a case where they were eating bikviyut, meaning, I don't know, they had sandwiches, they had a suda, whatever, but they're eating bread or something that's machayev, a bracha b'makoma. And I can prove that because it says the word akru ragleyem. Why say akru ragleyem? Why doesn't it just say v'yatzu likrat chatan or likrat kala, right? So if it says akru ragleyem, the whole point of saying those words is to tell me they were kavua. And then they rip themselves out of the kviyas to walk out, to dance, and then they're going to come back, right? So then that means that what are we talking about? We are talking about dvorim atuni brachom lacharim b'mekoma maskina. We're specifically talking about, let's say they were eating bread. We'll talk about whether, you know, as I mentioned, whether any type of shivas haminim or maybe mizonas or yayin. So taima, and even so, the only reason that they don't have to make a bracha is because they left somebody behind. But suppose It's only time to nichol sham zaken ochola. Who the kishen yotzim ain't to any brachol mafreb kishen chosrim ain't to any brachol lechatchila. That's why, and only in that case is why they do not need to make a new bracha. But let's say they left no one behind. Loi nichol sham zaken ochola. Then even though we're talking about dvarim that do require a bracha b'mekoman, nonetheless, kishem yotzim to unim bracha l'mafreya, u kishem chozrim to unim bracha l'chatchila. Whoa, kasha Rav Chisda. So this is really a big problem, because according to Rav Chisda, you never need to worry about making a new bracha when you were originally eating bread, or perhaps mizonos, or perhaps yayin, or perhaps any of the shivas aminim, depending on which shita. Only time you need to worry about it is if you're eating, let's say, an apple, peach, a pear, or whatever, something, candy, drinking water, drinking apple juice, anything that is not koveya a chiyav in its place. This is a serious question on Rav Chisda, which we will answer on tomorrow's daf. But before we talk about that, let us just point out another issue over here, and that issue is this idea of needing a bracha acharehem when they're yotzei. So do you need a bracha l'mafreya on what you ate before? I mean, that mashma'ut is that wherever you are going to need to make a new bracha, when you continue, then before you make that new bracha, you're going to have to make the bracha on what you ate before. Because otherwise, why are we talking about making the bracha before? Now, Tosfos here says, do not make that conclusion, because he disagrees. He says it's not true. If you continue to eat even in a case where you did need to make another bracha, you do not need to make a bracha before, generally. So let's say you forgot to make the bracha. You didn't make a bracha achrona. You worked, everybody went out. You didn't make a bracha achrona. Now you're going to make a new bracha rishona. Before you make the bracha rishona, must you make a bracha achrona on your previous achila? Or can you make a bracha rishona and rely on the end where you're going to make the bur nefashos, let's say, after your new achila, to use the bur nefashos for everything? So Tosfos, of course you can. And we're going to see this a big machlokas. Okay, differences between Sfardim and Ashkenazim, which we'll talk about. But the reason it says over here, when you go out, you would have needed, if you didn't leave somebody behind, you would have needed to make a bracha achrona, meaning either Birkat Hamazon or Birkat Mayan Shalosh, whatever it was you were eating there, is because, says Tosfos, since you're running out, you do not know how long it's going to take you to get back. And we're worried that you're going to end up spending too much time, and then by the time you get back, you will no longer be able to make the bracha. Another din that we're going to discuss later. Therefore, we tell you, okay, make a bracha. But if you forgot it, you didn't make that bracha, you certainly don't have to make the bracha before you continue eating with the new bracha. Okay, so this is Tosfos Shita. We'll see there's a difference between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim in terms of the halacha l'maaseh.